sales in Massachusetts rose 5% in January, reaching the highest number of sales recorded for the month since 2007, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. I'm Anna Sims here with Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Anna.
Sale-wise, this is the best January we've had in years. What's causing that?
Yes, we saw an encouraging 5% increase in the sales of single-family homes and a 17% gain in condo sales. Now, that's not bad for the dead of winter. At the end of 2013, we saw a mini-trend in single-family home sales, and it was a negative trend. The total slipped by a bit in both November and December, so a strong January puts us back on a positive track. We are now in the third year of the recovery in the local real estate market. Low inventory of homes for sale held the market back for all of 2013, and it still plagues us. The demand is there, buyers are ready to shop and make offers, but the pickings are slim.
Do you think we'll see more of these sales increases in the coming months?
I think there will be plenty of buyers, enough to keep the market strong throughout 2014. What is less clear is whether there are enough people willing to sell their homes. Homeowners have been strangely reluctant to put their homes on the market. It is possible that some are still underwater on their mortgages, and others may feel that they want to get a better price if they wait. Prices are rising, but in many communities, they have not gotten back to their peaks that they saw in 2005. So we'll have to wait a while longer to get a better idea of how many homes will come on the market in the spring. Eager buyers want more choice, and every new listing is sure to get a lot of attention from the buyers. The condo market has been especially hot. January's 17% sales gain follows a 15% gain in December.
Along with the leap in sales, we've also had a double-digit leap in prices for both single-family homes and condos. In fact, condo prices rose by a greater percentage this January than they have in any month since November 2002. Is that something we should worry about?
Well, January was an especially strong month for median prices. The median price for single-family homes rose by 12.5% to $315,000. The condo median price was up a whopping 24% to $300,000. Now that makes the price of a condo at $300,000 very close to the price of a single-family home of $315,000. Prices are clearly rising rapidly because of the low inventory of homes available for sale. These double-digit increases in median prices are really not sustainable. Home values are not rising that fast. Low supply and high demand are having a big impact on the market at the moment, but price increases will moderate when more homes come to the market. The peak median price for a single-family home was $355,000 in 2005. We are still well below that point now, and that's in contrast to the stock market, where new records are reached with some regularity.
Thanks, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you would like more information about the products and services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.